Federal duck stamps have been required for waterfowl hunting for decades, but it was never enforced until this year. Now, native leaders are saying they still aren't necessary. For Member Station KYUK in Bethel, Angela Denning Barnes reports.
Myron Nanning, president of the regional nonprofit association AVCP, maintains spring subsistence hunters are exempt.
We feel that the requirement to have a duck stamp makes a sports hunter out of us, which we're not, and we never were.
Nanning was in Anchorage in Washington, D.C. last week, meeting with other tribal leaders and lawmakers about the issue. He also participated in a recent statewide teleconference with other Native organizations. They feel that they should not have to have the duck stamps, but the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service says it's law.
We were told by Fish and Wildlife Service that duck stamp enforcement is going to be happening this year, but they told us that it's not going to be a priority.
The federal duck stamp was created by hunters in the early 1900s when they noticed disappearing waterfowl habitat and wanted a way to help. Congress agreed to the stamps in 1934. Sean Sanchez is the deputy refuge manager in Bethel. He says the stamp is like a tax hunters put on themselves to help secure wetlands from development.
It's been extremely successful. Millions and upon millions of dollars have gone into the program. There's been millions of acres of land not only acquired. If it's acquired, it generally goes into the refuge system, so it's protected forever, or it goes into easements.
Nanning says natives have been hunting spring birds for thousands of years and should not have to get the stamps.
The Alaska Migratory Bird Co-Management Council, which is made up of native organizations from statewide, like from Barrow all the way down to Southeast, have never agreed to the duck stamp requirement.
Sanchez says people with the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service in Alaska understand what the tribes are after.
We understand that it hasn't been a traditionary or customary use to have the requirement of duck stamps on subsistence hunters. So we said we will work with the tribal organizations and basically phase in the enforcement of the duck stamps.
A three-year phase-in process started in 2008 with the purpose of allowing time for public outreach and for tribes to get a legislative change. Enforcement started with a verbal warning, then a written warning, and in the third year, this year, citations could be written. Now that it is the third year, Sanchez says that writing tickets for duck stamps is still not their priority. More important is conserving emperor geese, spectacled and stellar eiders, and enforcing the ban on lead shot.
So our focus is definitely on those priorities and not going out and seeing just how many people we can encounter to check and see if they have a duck stamp.
He says they are leaving it up to officers' discretion as to when and if citations are issued in the field. For Nanning, the argument over duck stamps is more about hunting rights than money. But the money isn't a non-issue. Federal duck stamps are $15. Hunters are also required to have a state duck stamp and a hunting license. All that can add up to $45. He says for a family of hunters, it can be a hardship. In Bethel, I'm Angela Denning Barnes.